Opa, foi.
Elio.
Here.
Heck.
Here.
Hoogland.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Tylan.
Here.
Westcott.
Here.
And Scrove.
Here. 7 in attendance. Minutes of the previous meeting. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. We have a very special guest tonight, George Sinclair, who brought two very special people with him. George, do you want to tell us what you're here for and what your special guests are?
Sure. I found a problem with the program, though, here.
Uh-huh.
I see you're transferring all this money. I don't see the skate park.
We have to pay bills, George. These are basic bills, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Yeah. Well, the new skate park is getting a lot of attention, a lot of riding, and that's great. But there's been just some basic sprawl out there that happens on all the skate parks nationwide. But a good way to combat that is to put down some real artwork. And we can do that rather inexpensively with local artists here. And so I called Derek a couple of weeks ago and asked about the possibility of just getting maybe some slush funds or something to help us cover some costs of doing a complete graphic on the entire skate park, which was what we'd like to do. But I think that's probably going to be a little more than we can fundraise for at one time. So talking with Derek, he's saying we could probably come up with a couple $1,000s to match whatever we could raise. And I'll be more than happy to get a GoFundMe going to try to get something for this fall. I'm also working on a project to give the Midwest its own skate identity, because we've always kind of looked to the West Coast for park buildings, for manufacturers, for clothing, professional riders, all that sort of thing. And they've really done nothing for us. And so now we have excellent skate park builders here in the Midwest. Indianapolis has 3 or 4 major companies just around that town. St. Louis has got a few. There's guys here in town that go off and do work with those guys. We have board manufacturers all the way around us, and also a lot of shops that are supporting the board manufacturers. We've got skaters here that could skate with any of the professional skateboarders, except for maybe the very top echelon. And the only thing that is keeping us out of that bracket is we just don't have the training grounds that those people do. If we did have that, we would be producing that caliber of skaters. So I'm going to be doing a Best of the Midwest trade show to bring together the park builders, the board manufacturers, the clothing designers, the skateboarders, the shops, and the general public to do a trade show called Best of the Midwest. It's going to give us our own identity with the idea that we're going to start doing business within ourselves and to try to spend as much money locally as possible. So in doing that, I'll be using Centennial Park and Isles Park, and I would like to have this artwork done ahead of time to show that, you know, we're trying to step it up here and make a better life for ourselves. So Spencer and Lindsay here have done professional work for years around here. I'm proud to say he personally cut his teeth out in the gang, decorating my walls as a kid. And he's got something to show you here on his laptop. But
could you introduce your guests so that we...
Yeah, Spencer Lindsay Stokes, recently married.
Congratulations.
So why don't you walk that around and show everybody.
Here's just a quick drawing for one end of the skate park that I was able to accomplish. I've been kind of busy this week working at the new transit hub and installing a mural there.
Didn't they unveil one today?
They just did an unveiling yesterday. They had like a nice truck conference.
Is that yours?
No, it wasn't my mural. It's a guy from Philadelphia. It's all pre-painted, and I'm helping him install it. So it's all kind of gets like wallpapered on there. Interestingly enough, on this design, I chose animals and find ourselves at the zoo. But kind of just went with the corset design.
Oh, that's really cool.
as George mentioned, it's very common to see, oftentimes walls that are getting damaged with graffiti, things of that manner, generally when they're fully done corner to corner with a nice piece of artwork, they get left alone. They don't get damaged because they appreciate it, especially the passion.
So what, do you mind me asking, what would something like this cost?
It really varies. Like I said, I only designed something just for one end of the park, and obviously there's several other places to do that and cover up, existing skulls, like you said. It really depends. This particular project, especially because I'm a skateboarder myself, I live catty corner to the park, literally at 6 and Ash. So I go there all the time. I like to keep the cost lower, and especially keeping it local. So anywhere from.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I'm trying to get a ballpark.
Just depending on how I get my material list together, and
the better the materials, the more durable the painting is.
Yeah, which there's definitely that factor with being a skate park. You have to maintain the right level of friction and stuff, for the skateboard so that, it's still skatable. We've had problems in the past with Centennial, people go out and cover things up, with latex paint, which creates quite the sheen on it. And
right.
It can be rather dangerous. Especially with Centennial, you're going pretty quick, if you're going around that bowl. And
it's a different coefficient of friction, and the juice sets differently on it. So with the aerosol paint, it actually gives the concrete a surface where concrete without any sort of paint is rather
translucent
and hard to focus on. It's almost like your snow blind looking at it, and it makes a good surface. The other thing we were talking about is installing a graffiti wall out there, because we've got all that open space, where the foundation was for the old plumbing supply store. And if you guys have like a pile of cinder blocks somewhere that we could lay up, maybe a zigzag wall and create a space where people can go out and practice their artwork, and that would just be a message that we would put out to the skate community in general that,
give
them
an
outlet
somewhere
to go, and
not only that, you go to community to have the artwork on the walls, and we're getting some of that in town. But oh my gosh, it's just so fun to look at and see the talent that's out there.
I think that, like you were mentioning too, like the graffiti wall or free wall to paint on like that, it'd be very beneficial not only to deter more graffiti, but also things like that become tourist attractions. Springfield's always trying to bring more tourism. We just went to California, and the amount of stuff like that we saw was just amazing. And that's something I will travel for, but obviously I'm a little biased against the project, but I will travel to go see massive murals or paint a wall like that. For instance, and we're about to do St. Louis in September, we do it every year. They have a big festival where they paint the flood wall. It's about two, almost 3 miles. 2.5 miles.
And do they you paint it 1 year and then do they just over?
Paint it over.
They paint it over? Mm-hmm. So what would this be something where we would paint it over once a year or once every?
I think you just allow people to paint it whenever they want.
Okay, and then.
Another good example is Venice Beach in California, which a lot of skateboarding culture comes out of there. And there was, I don't know exactly what that was back in all the movies like Lane and Keith and whatnot, but they kept a lot of their walls from this old foundation that was there, sort of right on the beach, and people travel there just to paint those walls.
But they're painting over somebody else.
Even with the line behind them.
Okay.
People about
wouldn't necessarily be organized, it's just kind of free.
Well,
obviously the park would still have, if there was something that they thought was iffy, we could always go over and hang over that, and then that gives them a fresh canvas to start on again.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, and like you said, too, if I may, we live too close to there, so, and we're in that park all the time. If we were to see something on that wall, we would probably just go over there and take it on.
Yeah.
That's just not
I've seen things where when there was something on one of those type of community walls before, that rather than go over and paint over the wall, literally have staff go out there with a bucket of white paint and just go like this.
Oh, yeah.
And you do the splatter effect on it, and then that encourages mm-hmm. more artwork, but you've covered over the offensive thing.
Well, I think this idea, all of it, is true. Rock
I love it.
I mean, that's so cool.
So cool.
So, George, I would have one request.
Yeah.
My request is that you put it up on Facebook and, like, find a way to either tag us or let us know or email us with the link so that we can contribute. Because I think this is a super great idea.
Sure. And if you haven't already, you might correct us. Contact the Springfield Art Association.
I was thinking that, or does 186 have any like graphic design classes?
Ooh.
Probably.
That might be more a vocational thing though too. I don't know if they've got people out there that are.
Well, what about do you guys have like stores that use cinder block or something that we could build these graffiti walls out of? So I'd almost like to get that up before we do the artwork.
I don't know if we have stored cinder blocks anywhere, but let's staff get together and figure out, you know, what something like that might cost. And I mean, I think you're hearing from the board. We all think this is a pretty cool idea.
Well,
so,
we're going to do it as a DIY, do-it-yourself kind of a project. Just one, to keep the cost down, to, you know, keep it moving forward as quick as possible.
Well, we can coordinate with
you. I wonder if approaching maybe like the basic Crafts Council, some of the unions, the bricklayers might be willing to do that for you.
Oh, okay.
You know, those are some
That's
ideas.
That's a good idea.
That if you guys went in as a community, that it may work out that you can get some volunteer stuff from the
You union. Want it to be solid. Because you don't want, you don't
That's
want.
That's what I'm saying, you know, if the union
right.
hasn't constructed as a donation to the park district.
Yeah.
You know, the bricklayers may have things, and it might be a good opportunity for them to get some journeymen.
I was
going to
say apprentice hours.
You know, it's, like I said, it could be end up being a real big win-win for everybody.
Well, why don't you work with staff on that to explore it? But I mean, I think you're hearing a unanimous, let's go, on the whole thing.
All right. So
okay.
Any chance that you guys might be able to match more than $2,000 for the
You know, that's a staff question, and especially if we're going to look into helping with the wall,
mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, that's going to be an expense.
And
so,
my thought on the wall is that depending on where you're wanting to go, talk with staff, probably Jason, because I wouldn't mind if we're taking the time to put something like that up. Let's make both sides accessible.
Oh, really?
Let's double the canvas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's not put it on the edge of the property where the back side is unusable.
Yeah.
Let's make it so that even
if you can go to the front and the back.
Right.
Yeah.
So you make it a full, and you double your canvas.
360. Okay, so get with staff and follow up and... Let's do something really fun out there.
All right.
And I appreciate you bringing this to us because this is very cool. And I love this stuff. You know, when people bring us this stuff, it is. It's awesome. Thank you guys. Nice to meet you both.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, right?
That was cool. Nancy's
gonna
hunt the koi fish.
Oh! I love an anonymous donor. Anonymous Mary Beth.
If the woman put a bag of seed corn in her, she might go get Brant to pay for
it. There you go. Would anybody else like to address the board in public comments this evening? Seeing none, I need a motion to approve our supplemental statement of claims. And a second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Questions? Roll call.
Haleo?
Aye.
Peck?
Aye.
Hoogland?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. I also need a motion to authorize staff to book transfers fund balances from the general fund 0101 of $1,891,509, $74,000 and $260 to the Social Security Fund, 05-98, $298,891 to the Recreation Fund 02-99, $1,493,279 to the Museum Fund 14-01, and $25,079 to the Liability Fund 07-99. Said entry is to be booked immediately and accrued into the period ending April 30th, 2023. It is as it is the board's intent to make this, to affect this transfer in fiscal 2023.
Almost.
Thank you. And a second, please. I have a motion and a second. Does anybody have any further questions? Thank you, Steve. And I think this is good for all of our balances,
yep.
Right?
So
we get
follow up on his comment. Yeah. Anything at
the
skate park is going to be in the recreation.
Very.
Well, it's funding it. Yeah.
We have a motion and a second. Any further questions? Roll call, please.
Alio.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Hoogland.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. And before we adjourn, I just want to say, you know, we often, as we did last week, we sometimes, and I know staff deals with a lot of guff, especially this time of year, it's, you know, we're getting heavily used. But I wanted to say how much I appreciate that you guys, first of all and foremost, do an outstanding job. And I speak, I'm going to go out on a limb and speak for the board that I think we all feel that way, that you have our absolute support. And wanted to just thank you for being the front line of a lot of, I mean, we get a little bit here and there. You guys get way more than we do. And not only that, but you're incredibly responsive. So, and I am personally grateful because I'll tell on myself sometimes, like somebody will ask me a question on a Saturday afternoon at like 3 o'clock, and I don't expect them to answer, but I'm like, ugh. And like minutes later, I get a response. And I know you're that way with the public. It's not just me. So that being said, I wanted to thank you because I know it's not always easy, but you do a great job, and it shows. And the vast majority of this community, the vast majority, truly appreciates the efforts that you put in every day. So thank you. With that, yes, sir.
I have something that I wanted to add to the staff report.
Okay, go right ahead, Steve.
I got a call yesterday from Danny Cooper at Battery Specialist.
Yes.
Our golf carts are ready.
Yes.
They are, he's going to take delivery of them over the next week, and he expects to start being able to deliver to us on the 6th or the 7th. So I reached out to Andrew Rosano. If you remember, that some people were not on the board in October when we executed that intent,
mm-hmm.
the letter of intent.
Mm-hmm.
October 19th. So the cart's ready. And so we're ready to do a flip on lease. And so I reached out to IMB and they're going to put together lease documents. And so we will present that to the board the next meeting for an approval to execute the lease, which will be the 12th, right?
Mm. I haven't looked that far.
So it'll be about 5 days after we're actually kind of taking delivery of the cart. But this kind of summarizes, Battery Specialist came out and redid either charged or recharged or replaced batteries in all of our fleet. And along with that, and I have a copy of the agreement that we signed with them at the time, that they did that because they're going to be buying our used cars. And so they agreed at a certain price point. And so we'll get new cars, and our lease payment will be about the same. A little higher interest rate now, unfortunately, because the prime rate is around 8. But it's time.
Okay.
It's time.
It is. And just one other thing I just wanted to say. So my youngest is about 29. He and his buddies are all avid golfers. And they all were at my house over the weekend and glowing about the district course. I mean, absolutely. They were just tripping over themselves to say what incredible shape the courses are in, how well they're taken care of, what a deal it is. So just let it pass. And I did text that too. It's not just the, oh my goodness, text. I text them the night.
My husband concurs.
Yeah.
He does it 2 to 3 times a week. So.
Right?
He said it full time on Sunday if he didn't listen to his intelligent wife.
It's going to be slow on Father's Day. Chris?
Well, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't take the opportunity to let the zoo director.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Doug, you want to say anything?
The newer board members. And give us an update on some of the new things going on here, especially the nice little Arctic Fox kit.
We do. We have 6 male, 4 female Arctic Fox kits. I was asked about when they would be going on exhibit, but they will not be going on exhibit. We are, as of today, we're trying to outsource those to other zoos around the country. And that'll hopefully we can get some payment and buy a new animal for that. And so those guys are doing really good. Mom is off exhibit right now, but they are off of, they're weaned off of mom right now, eating solid food, eating your ankles when you walk through there. But they're really cute little guys, too. So if anybody wants to see them, let us know and we can arrange.
Okay, I'm calling.
I'm bringing the kids.
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm calling.
We've also got, this year we revamped our amphitheater thanks to a small grant from the Rotary Club. And we repainted that. We're decking it out to look like a kind of an outpost. And our first official bird shows will start. We've done a few practice runs, but they will start on the first of next month. So if you want to see something cool like cockatoos and toucans flying free flying through the zoo, come out and check it out. The staff has really been working hard to make that happen. And, of course, it's always terrifying when you do it the first time. It's like, well, we used to have a cuckoo bird. But they all came back and they're doing really good. The new Langer building is going up, and it's typical construction stuff, but it's looking really good. That's coming along well, and I'll tell you what, our attendance has been phenomenal out here.
Well, the zoo looks great. I've been out several times over the last month or so, and
these guys work so hard out there.
Yeah,
they really do. They love it.
It shows.
Yeah, I cannot say enough about the crew that we have out here, and it makes my job so much easier. But they love everything about the zoo, and they're constantly looking for ways to improve the zoo out here and make the public happy. And I keep telling them, I said, you've got the public's curiosity. They're coming. I will give them a good show.
Right.
But you can walk out there at 10:30 in the morning, and our parking lot is completely full, and they're parking across the street. And that's not even for major events. So we're doing something
good
well.
Job. Right? Good.
Yeah.
And if not, we were just getting the word out, and Amanda and Angela and those guys are really getting the word out about the zoo, and it's really paying off, and people are loving it, and it's good to see. The more people we get out here, the more we can spread the message of conservation and do what we do. So, matter of fact, our meeting today, we were talking to the entire board about how supportive you guys have been. And give it a quote. We need to get things done out here. So hopefully we're doing it right for you.
Yeah. Very impressive. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. With that, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Why don't we say aye?